If you missed our once-a-year sale, Big Ten event pricing has been extended through 8 p.m. Monday. One more day to shop. One last chance to save. WLER-FM. Butler, Cranberry, The Rock Station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome to another edition of our Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7, and streaming as well, 977rocks.com. And as you're listening in tonight, if you have not taken the opportunity to vote today for the Grassy Award, you can do so right now as you listen in. 977rocks.com. 12 nominees are up for your vote, and we will announce the winner of said vote at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival July 13th through 15th at Cooper's Lake Campground. And we're going to be visiting with one of the nominees because he has a brand new album out. And so obviously the song that is nominated is not from the new disc. It's an older disc. But we're talking about Rob Rausch, and Acoustic Fingers will be our special guest coming up. He has a brand new album he just dropped over Memorial Day weekend, and he is going to be playing a lot of the songs from that album at the Band Jam because he'll be back for year number two for his visit of our Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. I'm Bob Cupp, along with Utah Burgess of Shady Lady Productions, and this segment is brought to you by the Meat Locker Recording Studio right here in Butler. And speaking of that, a band called Meat Hook that is emerging out of the Meat Locker is also one of the Grassy nominees. So it's a very Grassy connected show here.
And they will also be at the Band Jam as well, making a debut live performance, I believe. So looking forward to that.
Yeah. Well, good to have everybody on board here tonight to talk a little bit about local music. And yes, we are very excited to get ready for the Band Jam, just about a month away now already.
Oh, don't
tell. Closing in quick.
Got a lot to do.
The Band Jam presented by McDonald's Restaurants, your local McDonald's Restaurants, locally owned and operated. And we appreciate the fact that you're considering coming out. If you've never been there, you're missing out on a whole bunch of fun in a beautiful, beautiful setting at Cooper's Lake Campground. It's the perfect atmosphere for a music-filled weekend.
Yep, and it's also presented by your friends at Huffnagel & Major. So if you want to pick yourself up a new camper to come out and start spending your summers at events at Cooper's Lake Campground, I recommend you check them out.
Absolutely. And, of course, our friends at Lamette Productions will be there with the sound, and they're going to be debuting. It's like Lee gets excited every year. It's like, I'm gonna present this at the Band Jam. He's got a whole nother thing he's adding to the band. The sound is good as it has been since we started this thing. I don't know how they could better it, but they're claiming it's going
to
be better.
Oh, they made a trip to Chicago to pick up some new gear. So sound and lights, he's just telling me it's going to be off the hook this year. So looking forward to it.
Awesome, awesome. Good people, and we appreciate the great work they do, Lee, Matt, and Marty. They do first-class operation, and the musicians appreciate it too. So
I just kept picturing that scene from Blues Brothers, you know, with him and Marty headed to Chicago. You know, what is it? Half a tank of gas and pack of cigarettes, 90 miles, whatever.
Great stuff. Hey, if you'd like to be at the Band Jam, I recommend you buy your tickets pre-sale. It'll save you $5, first of all. And there's a number of avenues you can get them. Butcherine's Beer Distributor up in Boyers, so northern Butler County. You can go towards southern Butler County and stop by Steamworks Creative in Gibsonia and catch one of the music sessions they have throughout the week there. Our friend Mary Lou Scherter, who will be at Band Jam, has a Tuesday night get-together and features an artist and then has an open stage. You can also go down in and visit the shirt you're wearing today, Super Monkey Recording Company, the record company down in the Allentown portion of Pittsburgh. They've got tickets there.
This is how I know Super Monkey doesn't follow me on Facebook, because I've been sporting this shirt and I don't know how many pictures, and he ain't even noticed. But there you go, buddy.
You can also get them online at thebandjam.com. You can download them from right there, of course. Anytime you catch the Noble Hops Band or see Utah bopping around, he's got tickets. And we have tickets at our studio here in Butler, 252 Pillow Street. So get your friends together. And, you know, if you'd like to come out and camp, it's the perfect setting for that. We encourage that because you can make a weekend out of it and have a blast. Or, if you know, it's an event that you can come in and out of as well. And it's a pay-one-price admission.
Yes, and it is family-friendly. That's why kids 17 and under are free. So you can't beat that. You bring the whole family out, you're really going to enjoy this. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah, they've got a fishing lake. You can canoe on it even. You can literally have miles and miles of roadway that you can ride a bike on. So, I mean, the kids are going to have something to do. And we have various activities to go with it. If you ever wanted to learn how to belly dance, we do it. I mean, there's just a little bit of everything. If you like to consume some locally made beverages, there will be adult beverages on hand as well for those folks, a couple of different sessions of that. And just it's a great atmosphere to just showcase some of the great talent that we play here on Sunday nights on the Grassroots Show.
And there will be food vendors there as well, but you are welcome to bring your own food and BYOB and your own coolers and all of that as well. But there will be beverages and that available and food as well. So.
Yeah, that's one thing people have asked, you know, in recent years. We had some people that came for the first time last year, for example. Like, can we bring a cooler in? Yeah, there's no restriction on that. You know, if you're coming in just for the day, there is a parking area. So just be aware you'll want to carry your chairs and maybe have the cooler on wheels or whatever, or have some kind of gizmo to, you know, get yourself into position. But again, if you're staying for the weekend, you know, it's like anybody camping. You can do it from the back seat of your car to a tent to a, you know, fifth wheel, whatever you've got, or like Utah said, if you need to run down and buy one at Huffnagel and Majors in time, you've got about a month to do it.
There you go.
So encourage that. And we want to send kind of a condolence out to a gentleman that I'm personally not familiar with, but apparently many people in the world of country music were very familiar with, who just recently passed away.
Yeah, it looks like Howard Vokes, living in the AK Valley area. He's originally from Clearfield, Pennsylvania, but internationally known as Pennsylvania's King of Country Music. So he's been around quite some time. He has had songs that he wrote that were recorded by Roy Acuff. You know, that's one of the hugest names in all of country music, you know, around. So it's pretty neat to have learned about him here. Just reading through this, I mean, condolences to his family on his passing. But wow, what a legend. Seriously, what a legend. Living right here in the area. And if you're familiar with the band Heidi and the Hellcats, his niece is Heidi Vokes. So.
Wow. So definitely some inspiration there. He was one of 13 children I saw, which is amazing. You know, grew up in a coal mining town in western Pennsylvania. So, yeah, we'll send our thoughts out to the family, and maybe we can come across a song sometime of Howard Vokes and get that put on here on the Grassroots Show. Well, we are going to get into some music here, and we have standing in the wings, Rob Rausch, Acoustic Fingers, has a brand new album out. Rob's one of our Grassy nominees and is also going to be at the Band Jam this year, so we're excited to have a little visit here tonight and let him preview the brand new album. But first, let's get into some music here.
Yeah, we've got a new song from Jake Parks he sent to us. So he's doing a little jamming here on something he calls Good and Gone, and Jake's going to be doing something a little different at the Band Jam this year. He's actually going to be behind the drum kit for Wolf House, so looking forward to that. But I've seen some things on Facebook. It looks like Jake might have a new project in the works as well, so I'll have to look forward to that. But, yeah, here's some Good and Gone from Jake.
And we'll follow that up, kind of a flashback of sorts from a very avid musician in the area, runs an open mic night. That's Donnie Yozo. He had a project called Life in Chaos. He worked with the guitarist out of Grove City, Rick Taylor, in this, and his son, Sean, was on bass, Floyd Eakman on drums, but we'll call it the Yozo-Taylor project, that Donnie might be putting some new stuff and digging into the archives. So we're going to dig into the archives and play a song that he wrote with Rick about 10 years ago called Brain Dead, and they had a little short stint in a band called Life in Chaos. So this is from that, but stay tuned, because you might be hearing stuff like this in the new with the Yozo-Taylor project that might be coming forth. So let's get to that here tonight on the Grassroots Show, The Rock Station 97.7.
She's been good and gone before I even knew what the hell was going on. Now I gotta pick up the pieces, gotta fight off my demons so I can move along. I gotta realize, gotta get back to living my life.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. The time is now to get your pre-sale Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival tickets for July 13th and 14th at Cooper's Lake Campground. 20 bands for $20 pre-sale. Kids 17 and under get in free. Live local original music, Cooper's Lake Campground, the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, July 13th and 14th.
One, two, three.
Pre-sale Band Jam tickets available at Butcherine's Beer Distributor Boyer's, Steamworks Creative Gibsonia, Super Monkey Records Pittsburgh, Father Radio Network 252 Pillow Street, or online, thebandjam.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We're back here on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station, 97.7. This segment brought to you by the famous Rainbow Inn, famous because they have been with us for every single show we've ever done here on this station. And it's the place that you should be stopping on in for a refreshingly good time. It's the home of the Man Can, located on 2nd Street in Freeport.
And you're sporting a nice pirate shirt today, Bob. I like it. And you can watch the Buccos down at the Rainbow. So
got a beautiful setting down there.
Yes, they do.
You got your Bucco hat on. We are supporters. We're not bandwagon jumpers. Just saying. But stop by and support
me either.
Hey, all right. That voice you just heard, we're very excited to be visiting with Mr. Acoustic Fingers himself. He is Rob Roush, who is part of two different groups, his band Crushing Ground, but also his solo act, Acoustic Fingers, who, well, if you were at the Band Jam last year, you got a little taste of Acoustic Fingers, and you're going to get another taste this year. He'll be there again. Rob Roush joining us on the Grassroots Show. Rob, welcome.
Well, thanks, guys. How you doing?
We're doing
great.
Good
to be back.
Great to have you back, because obviously, usually when we have somebody on, that means something special is happening in their neighborhood, and a lot of times it might be an album release, and that's exactly what is happening in your neighborhood as of, what, Memorial Day weekend?
Yeah, last week. Finally, yeah. It's great to finally get a chance to share it with you guys.
We're excited to have you back on here. And Rob, let's kind of back up before we get too deep into the new material. Give people a little look-see, kind of a bio, if you will, of Rob Roush and where you're from and what you've been involved in.
I have a sword to tell. I never know how to, like, summarize it quickly, but I was actually born in New Brighton, and then I was raised by my aunt and uncle when I was 2 1/2 till, you know, I was in college. I went to St. Vincent College. I'm a graphic designer, and now I'm a musician more than a graphic designer, because I realized that sitting in a chair for more than 40 or 50 hours a week wasn't a good idea for me. I'm a big guy. I'm like 6'5", so I need to be moving. And, you know, playing shows is the best way I know how to move. So, well, one of the best ways, let's put it that way. You know, I've been doing multiple projects around. I do have a three-piece power trio type act that sounds like a cross between, I like to say, Zeppelin and Soundgarden, but you know, that's what you shoot for. Everybody else hears different things. There's a good bit of King's X in there, too. I was a guitar player starting out, and, you know, I developed the skills that, you know, were kind of the rules back then, and then immediately when I learned how to play, everything went out the window with grunge. And they, you know, it's like you weren't allowed to play anymore, so I had a tough time figuring out where I fit in after that. Most of us were like that, roaming around the world, clueless, you know, like, what do I do now? And that's how I got into King's X around that time, and that wasn't for bands like that, I might have given up. You know, I might have lost interest, not really give up, but at least put it down for a while. But I had a musical family on the Roush side, mm-hmm. And I said this in the last interview. I had a grandfather I called my grandpick and pa. So it was always around when I was really young. And I remember having a ukulele when I was like 2 or 3, and I was singing You Are My Sunshine. And I'd kill to see if I was actually any good back then, because it feels like I kind of forgot who that was for a long time and then rediscovered it again. So it was within me. I just had to pull it back out. And as I said before, I never really wanted to be that guy, you know, who does it all. You know, that sweaty guy up there is singing, playing, and, you know, it's a lot of work, but it kind of found me again. It replugged, you know, it just plugged me back in to who maybe I was all along. And it's just like, it's kind of like having amnesia and remembering slowly who you were, who you are. So, you know, you get a little encouragement and you keep going.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at now. It's like breathing now. I don't know what I'd do without.
It was meant to be, in other words.
I guess. I don't know. I'm just forcing it to happen. One of the two, it's going to happen.
Yeah, right. But my goodness.
You know, I think, to end on that idea, is I think it's a tortured soul. Any musician would tell you it's a nagging. You know, it doesn't, you don't really have a choice. It pushes you to finish. Anyone with a vision will tell you that it's a blessing and a curse, because you really, you can't be happy without it. And, you know, if I'm not creating something, I feel like I'm wasting the talent, wasting the gift that I have.
That's awesome.
And, you know, if you have a gift, you don't give it to anybody, what's the point?
Right, right.
You know, it's almost futile.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate the fact that you've been able to share those talents, because, congratulations, too. You've been nominated for a Grassy Award again this year. From your last album.
Thank
you,
guys.
we'll be anxious to hear the new material, too, and see how that fits in. But I was going to say, my goodness, you play an awful lot throughout the week, don't you? You've got quite a few gigs that you're able to put together weekly.
Yeah, I'm definitely blessed with a nice little fan base around my area. And I go all the way up to St. Mary's, and there's actually a song about St. Mary's on this new CD, which we can get into later. But those people have been really good to me, and I think it's like one gig leads to 10 more, and, you know, the path just kind of opens before you, and you don't really overthink it. You just go where you're wanted, you know, where you're welcome. You try not to overstay your welcome or hit the well too many times. So you slowly grow and evolve and, you know, figure out what you're trying to say each and every year. You know, try to evolve. That's basically what any musician sets out to do, unless, you know, they're just strictly about making a living, which I can understand too. But I'm much too driven for that. It's not about I'll just play whatever I have to. My heart has to be in it. You know.
Yeah, that passion.
I mean, you're doing it for yourself as well, but I do feel like there is kind of a service to it. It's a force bigger than you. Kind of tap into something bigger than you and let it pass through you into the people, and find that little moment, you know, that moment of clarity, as I said the last interview with the second disc, the second acoustic disc.
Rob Rouse joining us here on the Grassroots Show from Acoustic Fingers, also his band Crushing Ground, but Acoustic Fingers with a brand new album called Look Before You Leap, and we'll be talking about a song that is the title track coming up. But how long of a process was this for you, Rob? It sounds like it was a bit lengthy. Maybe, you know, it's always interesting to find out, you know, how much labor went into it, and I'm sure you're anxious to get something done, but it's a process that really, I think, determines its own fate sometimes.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. This was a very natural progression from the last record. I like to take a year in between, at least, and I always liked bands that would go out and live. You know, they wouldn't just sit and practice or, you know, be on the road and constantly write. I think it's important to go out and experience life so that you have something new to write about. You can always tell the bands that did. You know, even AC/DC, I was a big fan of as a kid, and they would go away for a while, and they wouldn't lose me. You know, in this world of short attention spans, they wouldn't lose me. I would wait. I was patient. And sometimes that's what it's about. It's allowing yourself to get away from it and then redefine it again, and, you know, come and rediscover who you are through music. And this process for me, I was ready to go about a year ago, just putting it out as a solo effort like the previous two. And I was content with it, but deep down there was something that said, okay, well, I still think of records as a beginning, a middle, and an end, and like a two-side thing where you have an intro, and then you flip the disc, you have another intro. So it's like essentially two discs in one, like you know, an LP.
Mm-hmm.
So knowing that, I wanted to actually start this record out with bass. I don't really have a bass, like it's any good. So I started thinking, well, you know, I could do it and be the guitar player that plays bass, and it's not really giving the respect to, you know, the project. So a couple of these songs reminded me of old Crushing Ground songs from, like, Rite of Passage days. So I called up the bass player from that project. We still talk all the time. We're still really good friends. I just ran the songs by him, a couple songs, and within minutes of hearing them, he said, "Oh, I'm in." You know, so I was really encouraged by that. So I knew it was going to up the quality already. You know, let this guy do his thing. While he was doing his thing, he actually suggested that I think about another guy who is like a percussion extraordinaire. And he told me he saw him at this acoustic gig, and he was playing this wooden box, and he just had so much dynamics, and he was really grooving, and he said he had a blast, and we should bring this guy in. Well, I find out his name is Art, right? And Art, I have a song called Art of the Heart on the record. So I took that as a serendipitous moment, and we met up with Art. Liked him right away, like, really intelligent cat. This guy was, could talk to anything, you know, about with this guy. And then, you know, I just, from there, I gave him the music, and I think it took a few weeks. And then I called Keith, and actually he called me, and he said, "Hey, I think Art has some ideas for the songs." And I said, "Well, how many songs?" I figured a few songs were going to have bass, maybe a few with percussion. He said, "I think he has ideas for the whole disc." I said, "Oh." So that was a year ago. I knew it was going to delay everything. So you have to remix, you have to reconsider. You know, some of the arrangements might be different. Luckily, not any of that changed, really. Just the mix and, you know, getting the time to find the right sound. And he had such a collection of goodies, you know, that we could dip into. And I find out he lives actually pretty close to me. So a few sessions, we'd be in the middle of recording, and he'd say, I'd say, "You have anything like this?" And I'd describe what I'm hearing, and say, "Oh, I have this or that, and I left it at home. Do you want to go get it?" We did. We shut down the session, ran out to his house, grabbed the stuff, and it ended up on the disc within minutes, you know. So it was really natural. It was such a good time to work with him. And, you know, immediately when we got together, we started figuring out which songs would get maybe a full kit, which songs would get the cajon, which songs, you know, maybe just some percussion. He actually played bells on a couple of tracks, and we made a chart. He was really efficient, you know, and we just went through and systematically sprinkled these things where they needed to be. And I was worried, because when you get a drummer involved, you tend to want to turn up to 11. You're like, "Oh, gee, you know, this is going to get a lot heavier and kind of get away from what you initially intended." But Art had a jazz background.
Okay.
So he learned how to kind of come in and out of the mix, and he doesn't overpower the mix. He just complements what's there. And so the whole project took a new life when these two guys got in, and I started getting really into the songs. Like, I didn't know what they were supposed to sound like until these guys got involved.
That's
so
cool.
I was really lucky to find them.
Yeah.
And that they were friends made a lot of sense, because, I mean, they're both exceptional people.
Yeah.
I think with any project, that's the most important.
Sure.
If you really click with that person, then, you know, naturally you're going to, if they're musicians, you might make pretty good music with them too.
That's awesome. Love Is Kind, Life Is Cruel, first song. Give us a little background on that, and let's hear something from the new disc from Rob Rausch and Acoustic Fingers.
Well, that one actually was called Love Is Cruel at one point for like a few weeks, you know, the working title, and I realized that's not really what I want to say, because love isn't cruel. Unrequited love is cruel. Life is pretty much what's cruel. You know, life can throw you down a flight of stairs, but love can kind of pick you up. So I started thinking that would be a definite intro song. It's pretty progressive. It has a catchy chorus to kind of keep it from being too progressive. You know, it's as a matter of fact as it gets in the tone. It's basically like, this record's going to hit you with the truth, you know? Not going to sugarcoat it, you know? It's a big boys game out there, and it's letting you know, though, that we're all in it together. So you're not alone. We're all struggling with it. The hardest thing in the world to master is the art of the heart. There are experts in every field, but we're all clueless when it comes to love.
Love is kind, life is cruel. It's new. Acoustic Fingers here tonight on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7.
Take a flight with him now at the midnight hour.
lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport. The time is now to get your pre-sale Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival tickets for July 13th and 14th at Cooper's Lake Campground. 20 bands for $20 pre-sale. Kids 17 and under get in free. Live local original music, Cooper's Lake Campground, the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, July 13th and 14th.
One, two, three, four.
Pre-sale Band Jam tickets available at Butcherine's Beer Distributor Boyer's, Steamworks Creative Gibsonia, Super Monkey Records Pittsburgh, Father Radio Network 252 Pillow Street, or online, thebandjam.com. When you shop Bros's Superette at the top of South Main Street Hill in Butler, you're going to find them jam-packed, full of some of the best meats around. Deli meats and cheeses, homemade sides and salads, various cuts of steak, bacon, a full line of smoked beef sticks, hot cheese and more, and Butler's best hot sausage. And they're supporters of the local music scene as well, sponsors of the Grassroots Show and musicians themselves, as exampled by Austin and Diddy jamming out in the background. High on the hill and right on the price, it's Bros' Superette, corner of South Main and Rockenstein. Tell them the Grassroots Show sent you.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
You're listening to the Grassroots Show here tonight on the Rock Station, 97.7. This is our weekly local music show, and we're sure glad you tuned in. And we certainly hope that you'll support some of the local businesses. It's a local show, it's local music, and we have local people, local businesses that help present the show each and every Sunday night. And we certainly hope that you'll pop into Bros' Superette sometime. They're high on the hill and right in the price, corner of South Main and Rockenstein Avenues in Butler, where they've got deli meats and cheeses and all kinds of different cuts of meats, steaks. You can get chicken, you can get your pork, a little bit of everything, full line of great smoked beef sticks, any size, style you want, some bacon, Butler's best hot sausage. It's grilling season. You can get everything you could ever want for a picnic or a lunch or a dinner meal at Bros' Superette. So check them out and tell them the Grassroots Show sent you. Well, we just heard a couple of new tunes, one that we had been played because we got an exclusive prior to the Grassy Awards show that Rob Rausch from Acoustic Fingers was releasing a new album, and Love is Kind and Life is Cruel, but we just heard Under a Hallowed Moon from the new disc. Give us a little background on that, Rob.
Okay, well, that song I wrote for a friend of mine who has a farm called Hallowed Moon Farm, so hence the title. And he has an owl in the logo, so there's an owl silhouetted against the moon. It was that simple. I got inspired while I was cutting grass and came in, and I knew what kind of stuff he liked, and it kind of pushed me out of my comfort zone. And as soon as I wrote it, I was like, I want to include this. I really like this. This is different than the last two records and really helped to find some variety. But I thought, well, what does an owl really have to do with a record about love and the, you know, human struggle? And well, I looked them up, and it turns out like they're one of the only species who actually mate for life. So I was like, wow, isn't that interesting? I'm doing it, you know, because that's perfect. That led me to this record being about taking your cues from nature, you know, getting a clue from nature on how things work. We were talking about back with the last interview about what makes acoustic music so entrancing, you know, that what is it? And I think it's like the same feeling you get when you go into the woods after you're in technology and concrete and steel too long. You go into the woods and it's like same as it ever was, and it resets you as a human being. So that's the whole vibe of this disc, is to keep it natural and to keep those human qualities really evident. That was the first song that I actually recorded for this disc, and I wrote it about a farm at St. Mary's. Martin Dornish is my brother to another mother, and it was great to start a song for him about the farm and, you know, more about that area. Those people are really good to me. I do shows up there about every 3 months, and it's like a home away from home. And a few weeks ago, actually, they came to me. So he drove over 2 hours to see me, and then, you know, 2 hours back. They spent a whole day with me, and that I tell you, I can't really describe what that's like. It's just something else, you know. It's just a perfect example of why I go up there, who those people are, what they're about.
That's cool. That's cool. Where was the actual recording? Do you have your own studio, or where did you go to record the album?
Yeah, I built a studio in my basement about 2005. I originally just planned on doing like a pre-production studio. I was still using local studios. We used Mojo Boneyard and McKeesport. We used Soundscape. It took a lot of money, but I had a friend of mine who he talked me into getting a Pro Tools unit because he was selling his. Here, buy mine, you know, this is what you need to do. And I cursed the day, but, you know, it was a blessing. It's the same thing. It's one of those things where now I can do what I want, but anybody who's ever gotten into studio gear knows it's an endless process. You're constantly, it's a money pit, in other words. You're never quite finished. You're always chasing a dragon on that. So thanks, Mike. You know, it was really great. But it has actually blessed me in the end because I've evolved into being a production engineer as well. So, you know, I think it was always there. I think most artists really know what they want. It's just about finding out how to get it. And you have the freedom to record whenever you want. So that always helps.
Yeah, sure, sure. The package itself, looking at the cover, the album, Look Before You Leap, little thought process into that. You have a couple standing together on a rock formation overlooking a mountain range. Where did that come from?
Well, I do, you know, internet searches and stuff. And, you know, when in my travels, like everybody else, cyberly, you just something catches your eye. And I'm always on the lookout for stuff like that. I never really, again, set out to do a solo acoustic thing. But after the first one, I kind of have a theme going like that. Like, it's some wacky picture. Like, I'm usually pretty serious with my art, but there's something about that that just feels right since it's acoustic to kind of get a little loose with it and fun with it. And I was originally going to call the record Art of the Heart, I think. And then I saw that picture and I knew I had the song Look Before You Leap. And then I started rethinking it and realizing, you know, that's a perfect title for that picture. And then from there I went, well, we'll talk about Look Before You Leap when we play that song, but I like the double meaning of that. You can look before you leap into something as you see the woman's ready to jump on that rock and the guy's holding her back. That seemed pretty telling to me, but then at the same time it's saying, look before you leap out of something good, because, you know, people are quick to pull the trigger, you know, jump.
Yeah,
and I feel like, you know, give yourself the time to meet somebody you deserve, but also work with somebody because they might surprise you.
People can find you on the various social media platforms. Where can they get the album itself?
Anywhere from Spotify to iTunes to CD Baby. I think you get a physical copy on CD Baby right now. I do not think one's available on Amazon yet. These things take a little while to work them out through the internet, so, you know, you release it and you just hope it's available, but it will be, and you can do a search on it. It'll come up on most of the sites out there.
I'm gonna wager that if people come to the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival at Cooper's Lake Campground July 13th through the 15th, they'll be able to get a copy too, right?
That's the safest bet I ever heard.
All right.
And we love that one. That's awesome. Of course, you have a Facebook page and other locations people can pop on, and Acoustic Fingers, find out more information about what you got going on, and especially the events that you'll be playing. I know you have something coming up later this month, but you have an opportunity to see Rob play just about everywhere, and always you span a pretty significant area too. So, you know, if people want to look you up, we recommend you come to the Band Jam and see it and see the performance. And, of course, Rob is nominated for a Grassy, so if you like what you're hearing, you can maybe give a listen to the nominees and give Rob a vote. Let's talk about Holes in My Heart. That'll be the next song coming up. We need to talk about the last two here for the last segment. But give us a little discussion on Holes in My Heart.
Okay. I like to call it Holes because it's, you know, quicker. And, you know, Extreme had a song called Wholehearted, so...
Yeah.
I didn't want the chorus anywhere near that, but it really came down to that song's not really one relationship. That's like a combination of all the bad relationships you've ever had in your life. And you say, well, you know, each one of those taught you a lesson, but it also hurt. So, you know, it's saying be careful jumping into something. Like the first half of this record is all about being careful and respecting yourself enough to wait for somebody who's, you know, really great. And, you know, because each time you jump into something frivolously, even if it might not be forever, it's going to leave its mark on you. And it's a beautiful experience, but it's also a painful one. And, you know, we're all walking around with these holes in our, like, Swiss cheese hearts, you know, and it's just saying, you know, be careful. And, you know, no matter what, you're going to end up with that. It's like, it's tough on the heart. So be careful. That's basically it in a nutshell.
Talk to us a little bit about the title track. That'll be the last song we hear in this visit. Look Before You Leap, the inspiration for that.
Well, that's another one that's, you know, basically saying be careful with yourself and you deserve more. And you're going to do what you're going to do. But, you know, you just wish somebody would look, because you're going to be there for them whether they fall or not. But you want them to be able to take care of themselves and not be so quick to make bad, poor decisions. You know, you're on the sideline waving your arms like, hey, dummy, you know, wait, don't do this. You know, promise me if you do jump that you're going to, you know, pay attention and find a safe spot to lay on. Again, Look Before You Leap is double meaning in this. The first half is more about giving yourself time to figure out who you are as a human being. And there are people that get married in their 20s and it lasts forever. But a lot of times I scratch my head because I'm like, who are you in your 20s? Do you even know?
Yeah.
You know, and you're kind of selling yourself short. And then on the other hand, there are people who are single their whole lives or maybe they lost their wife or whatever it is. And they feel like their life is over by the, you know, they're like, oh, I'm done, you know. And that's nonsense too, because every day is a rebirth. You know, when you get up in the morning, you know, the crack at it. So for me, it's silly to consider that you're done. You know, you're still here. So the whole idea behind the end of the disc is, you know, we're all birds of a feather and we're all looking for love. The whole idea is to work together, because we're better together. We're actually designed to work together. That's why it was kind of nice to serendipitously find these other two guys to get involved on this one, because it does kind of illustrate the point that it's a better record as a unit. And I can still do these songs live, just I felt like it gave it a little bit more importance. And to be honest, it's more interesting to listen to that way. So, and it sets it apart from the other two records.
Yeah. Well, the evolution of a single album. I think there's a good synopsis of it right there and how it came together for you. Rob Rausch, we appreciate visiting with you here today. Thank you for sharing your talents with the world. We love your music and can't wait to have you at the Band Jam this year again to impress the crowd. And we wish you all the best in the future here with what you're doing with Acoustic Fingers and, of course, Crushing Ground and anything else that you happen to do musically.
Well, thank you guys from the bottom of my heart, really. You guys are doing what I love. I find these musicians that I feel are slipping through the cracks, and I try to showcase their talents, and, you know, it really helps my material as well, and it becomes a collaborative effort, and it's a beautiful thing. And you guys are doing much of the same. You're finding artists that are slipping through the cracks, and you're giving them a voice, and that's just amazing. I mean, I can't thank you guys enough. I think it's just beautiful. So
we'll do a couple more tracks from Look Before You Leap, Acoustic Fingers and Rob Rausch. Rob, we'll see you at the Band Jam.
Thanks, Rob.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Got a hold of my heart and you're never letting go. I should have known from the start that I'd never fit the mold. There are so many holes in my heart. Life's a long, lonesome. Gotta take a chance wherever it's
my heart can't be filled by you. And you left it full of holes.
That you look before.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
Got a lot of great opportunities for you to catch some local music in the week ahead, including at Steamworks Creative. They've got a busy week. Steamworks Creative is located right off Route 8 down in the Gibsonia area. And Monday night, that's June 11th, touring artist Io and Titan will be there, along with local opening act Maddie and Avery will be performing. As always, Mary Lou Scherter hosts the Steamworks sessions every Tuesday night with a very special guest. They also have a special acoustic night this Thursday night, June 14th, with Sarah James, supported by Sherilyn Hawk and some other surprise guests. Also, Brandon Green, along with a young singer, Grace Elliott, take the stage at Steamworks Creative next Friday night, the 15th, followed up by some old pros, John Fiore and Rhonda Watson, with special guest Martin Vincent on June 16th. On Sunday, June 17th, why not bring Dad for a Father's Day get-together in the afternoon, 3 to 6, and a very, very special autism-friendly open mic that will be hosted by Band Together Pittsburgh, the Autism Society of Pittsburgh, and Arts for Autism. And as an added special treat, Ronnie Moondog Esser will be grilling outside. That's all happening at Steamworks Creative. Hey, you can catch our friend Washboard Tony. He'll be performing at Alameda Park on Tuesday, June 19th at 6:30 p.m. And I encourage you to check him out there and then get ready for the band jam, because Washboard Tony and Son will be opening up the band jam this year on Friday, the 13th of July at Cooper's Lake Campground at 5 o'clock. And on the Shady Lady concert calendar, don't miss out on another Thunder at the Barn Bike Night coming up Wednesday, June 20th, and it will feature Mary Lou Scherter. Also, $2 tacos, Coors Light, Twisted Tea specials, giveaways, and Gatto Harley-Davidson. It all happens at the Rockin' Red Barn. Peter B's Thunder at the Barn Bike Night, presented by Shady Lady Productions.
Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction of Prospect, was a member of state championship football teams at Slippery Rock University. Dan knows what it takes to be the best, and that's exactly what you'll find in P&W Construction, Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings, celebrating 36 years of building garages, house barns, utility, and commercial buildings. The dedication Dan showed on the football field has carried over to his building ethics. No shortcuts to perfection, just plain hard work. Call P&W Construction at 865-9590.
The time is now to get your pre-sale Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival tickets for July 13th and 14th at Cooper's Lake Campground. 20 bands for $20 pre-sale. Kids 17 and under get in free. Live local original music, Cooper's Lake Campground, the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, July 13th and 14th.
One, two, three, four.
Pre-sale Band Jam tickets available at Butcherine's Beer Distributor Boyers, Steamworks Creative Gibsonia, Super Monkey Records Pittsburgh, Father Radio Network 252 Pillow Street, or online, thebandjam.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Back on the Grassroots Show, in this segment brought to you by P&W Construction. Thanks to Rob Roush of Acoustic Fingers, giving us some insight into his new album, Look Before You Leap, and look for Rob to be at the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival. And here we are already. You know, we've got the month of June clicking away quick. That means the Band Jam's going to be here. We're a little over a month away. So you need to get your tickets, and recommend you buy them pre-sale. Don't wait and get them at the gate. You're going to save yourself $5 by buying them ahead of time. So get everybody together. Grab your friends. Make it a Band Jam weekend, or at least one of the two nights. We kick everything off around 5 o'clock Friday night. Run through midnight. Skell's going to be headlining Friday night. We'll talk about bringing a helmet. You're going to need that. And then the next day, we actually will begin the 11 o'clock hour-ish. We always kick off with some ebb and flow of some acoustics. And then we're going to do something this year, too, kind of a supper time siesta, if you will. Go back into a little acoustic and then rebuild the evening again. So
that gives Lee and the boys a chance to use the restroom. So you know, they work really hard. But, yeah, it breaks it up a little bit, certainly. And it's around the time the beer tent with Bash will be starting up and all that. So it's a nice flow to it, I think.
You know? Yeah.
And, you know, just to be clear on this, that ticket price, that $20, you can come and go all weekend on that. So that is not $20 for Friday or $20 for Saturday or whatever. That's good for the entire weekend. Yeah. Camping is separate, but $20, buck a band, get you in and out, come and go.
Yeah, I mean, hey, if you're not staying for the weekend, if you're not camping, you know, it's going to cost you the gas and whatever you bring with you for the, you know, in addition to the $20. So, and that's, again, if you buy it pre-sale at the gate, it is $25. So that's why we encourage you to get it ahead of time. If you want to stay for the weekend, you can do that as well. Cooper's Lake Campground has a lot of area out there, and we're getting geared up. It's going to be a great, great weekend. Basically, it averages you just under $1 per band or act for you to see all the music for the weekend. It's a great time.
Best value for your entertainment dollar.
Amen. Let's get to some more music before we go here tonight, and we'll be back with you again next week at 7 o'clock with our weekly Grassroots show. And you're going to dig out a band here that recently was part of one of our recent Rock Done Right tour stops this year.
Yeah, I've been seeing some pictures of these guys. It looks like in a studio, so I'm thinking some new music is coming out soon. And that's a band from the AK Valley area called Dragline. And throw on a fairly recent new song of theirs also called Rock and Roll Machine, which we have played before, but we'll play it again.
All right. And we actually got an email from a group of people who were listening over in neighboring Ohio and wanted us to know about a band that is from the Canton, Ohio area called Culture Shock. And we'll do a song of theirs for you, and the song called Betrayal. But apparently this is a new band that has emerged up that way, and people here in western Pennsylvania to hear what they got going on in eastern Ohio.
We can make that happen.
We can make that happen. And don't forget to vote. The Grassy nominations are out, and daily you can vote at 977rocks.com. Again, you can vote once a day. There are 12 nominations on there. You can literally go in and listen to the song. Or maybe you'll recognize some of them right off the top. Or if you have a favorite band, give it a vote. You have till June 30th. We'll be announcing the winner at the Band Jam.
And you can vote daily.
We'll see you again next week here on the Grassroots Show, the Rock Station 97.7.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Dragline.
free. Demon Messiah, the devil's hand. Bring on the darkness, I steal your light. Wolf howling at your door almost every night. I'm a rock and roll machine. I'm a rock and roll machine. Thieves. You are my servants, do as I please. I give you pleasure, it's what you need. Bring on the evil, I'm the devil's seed. I'm a rock and roll machine. I'm a rock and roll machine.
Just walk down. Now my sunshine.
broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. Thanks to all the customers who saved thousands with us this week. If you missed our once-a-year sale, Big Ten Event Pricing has been extended through 8 p.m. Monday. One more day to shop. One last chance to save. WLER-FM, Butler, Cranberry, The Rock Station, 97.7.